Been out here for 2 weeks, done a really nice job. He'll get his first work against the Ravens when we get a chance to train with them for a couple of days before we play, and he'll play in the Ravens game. So Mark will start the game.
Why did you make that decision?
It's just he's been out here just for 2 weeks. I think the other guy's got a little bit of base, and I just feel more comfortable putting him in the Ravens game. So.
How about does the physical element have anything to do with it?
I think he can go. I mean, I know he's disappointed, but it's just my call. You know, I think there's a fine line, you know, and then part of it, you look at what happened to Niles Paul last night, you know, for the Redskins, who's a tremendous football player who's done for the year right now. So there's that fine line in preseason games where you are. So, you know, his first 11-on-11 was 2 weeks ago, and now going out against a team, it just my decision. We've been back and forth around it, but I made the final call that we're going to sit in this game, and he'll be ready to play against the Ravens. So Mark will start the game. That's the only position we've really done right now is just quarterbacks. The rest of it will all be determined based off of today's training and tomorrow's training on what's going to be available. But Mark will start. Won't play very much, and then it'll be a lot of Matt and a lot of Tim, so we'll get a chance to see those guys in some extended play. So,
Chip, how do you balance between, you know, getting the guy out there that has not played a lot over the last 2 years, getting him comfortable on a pass rush, this and that, and also, of course, trying to make sure that he stays healthy for the long haul?
Yeah, that's the decision I had to make, and I think with the training sessions with the Ravens next week, I think will help, you know, because we'll get two real good days with them in pads with John's team, and then we have the game against the Ravens, and you got the Packers. So, felt like we had some more opportunities for it. So,
does DeMarco Murray play, and is there any injury concern with him?
Okay, one more time. Any other position besides quarterback won't be determined until after training tomorrow. So, DeMarco's going to go today. He'll go tomorrow, and then we'll make a determination on all those guys. So,
Chip, how much did Sam try to talk you out of not letting him play?
He didn't talk. We didn't, you know, Sam understands. I think he's disappointed, but I think he understands. So, there wasn't a debate.
Zach Ertz wasn't out there yesterday at practice.
Yeah, Zach has a core muscle injury, and he's probably going to be out for a couple weeks now.
You think he'll play in week one? Is it that long?
No, I think he'll be back for week one, but I think right now he's out. So he's with Dr. Myers today, so it'll be a couple weeks with him, but he's not going to play in the preseason.
Chip, the opportunities that Tim gives you from a schematic standpoint because of his skill set.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to make the team, would it be fair to say that some of those things that you might want to employ him to do, we wouldn't necessarily see in the preseason anyway?
No. I mean, that's part of our offense and what we do. So, you know, I think when Tim gets in there, you'll see him and run the ball a little bit. You know, that's part of what we have the ability to call plays depending on who's in there. So you'll see that. We're not trying to hide anything. I think people know we can run zone read plays and the quarterback has the ability to carry the football. So I don't think that would surprise anybody if we didn't do that in the preseason. All of a sudden, Tim had an opportunity to play during the season, and we sprung it on him. So
I guess I was thinking from a gadget standpoint, but you wouldn't show gadgets in preseason anyway.
Yeah, but Tim's not a gadget guy. I think Tim's a quarterback, and I think he's proven that so far when he's been out here. And for all those guys, though, and I've said it to begin with, they're in red jerseys. It's a different game when we get to Sunday, and I'm excited. You know, we really, as a coach staff, we want to see Matt play a while, and I want to see Tim play a while, and we'll see what happens to those guys.
Any update on the guys who sat out yesterday?
DeMarco will go. D'Amico's going. Kendricks will go. The only guy who's not going is Ertz, and Brandon Hepburn has an abdominal, so he's out. I don't have the extension on Brandon Hepburn. And B.J. McBride hurt his foot, so he won't go. But all those other guys will be back. Whoa. No, Kiko is out.
What is it specifically that told you to mark their back?
Me.
Is your call?
Yeah.
So there's no injury? No,
he's coming along. He's done a lot of different things. We're trying to get him acclimated. You know, he also carried the ball more than anybody in the National Football League last year, so we're just trying to integrate him into what we're
doing.
Yeah, we look at everybody's and where they are from a body standpoint. I think we manage every individual player here in terms of where they are and what they are, and my job or our entire coaching staff, training staff, sports science staff is to get those guys ready to play in week one. So
Malcolm Jenkins brings a chair out each
other. Malcolm Jenkins is busting people's chops, and I was laughing because he asked me before he did it, can we get those guys some mojitos and maybe some fans because they got a day off. But again, every player is dealt with individually here, so you know what works for player A may be different for player B, and that's the way we've always done it. So
it's been 10 days for Kiko. How's he coming along?
Kiko's fine. But I think it's, again, we know what type of football player he is, but that's not a position. That's not something you need to rush him back into to doing anything. I think his legs are healthy. He can run around. He can do all those other things. But I think when you deal with an injury like that, you're just going to take your time. We don't have a game to play until we play the Falcons on the 14th. So
is he out of the program? Has he passed the league?
No, we haven't even put him through the protocol. We're just taking him along slowly. So
why not put him through it?
Well, he's doing stuff in there, but we haven't asked to get him cleared because right now it's not important to us. It's just let's just make sure that he's in meetings, he understands everything, he's doing everything in there, and when we get ready, he'll be ready to go play against the Ravens, hopefully. So,
Chip, when you made so many changes this offseason, there has to be a point where you know what you want to see your guys on the field. As this game inches closer and closer, is there part of you as a fan of this football team and of this game that you want to see all these changes, how they come together out here?
No, my job is to make sure our team's ready to play against the Atlanta Falcons. So I'm not a fan of anything. My job is to make sure that this team's ready to play when we go to play Atlanta. So.
How much work will Sam have to do with him not playing this week? Will that increase his play against the Ravens?
We haven't gotten into that part of it, but you know, usually the MO is we're going to play our ones play 8 to 10 snaps in game one. It gets extended in game two. You play probably a half in game three, and then they don't play in game four. So, but a lot of that will depend on how everything else falls into place. But
you have a bunch of rookie free agent tight ends, and obviously with Ertz being out for a while, you'll probably get an extended look at them.
Yeah.
What have you seen from them so far? Anyone sticking out and other qualities?
It's one of those where daily it's kind of a different guy shows up. You know, Eric Tomlinson came on the last 2 days, made some big catches for us in the red zone. All three of them have size. Andrew's a really sharp player, really picked things up very quickly. And then Justin Tuks is starting to really come along. So excited to see those three guys. So one of the byproducts is not being able to have Zach for a couple games here in the preseason. We'll give those guys an opportunity to show what they can do because we have three guys, you know, in Celek, Ertz, and Trey that we feel real confident in, but, you know, really trying to figure out who that fourth guy is. And I think it's really a toss-up. But all three of those guys have at times been like, wow, they got a legitimate shot at making this football team. Let's see how we can do it on a more consistent basis.
This wave of rookie free agent tight ends, were you looking at all for guys who were outstanding blockers along with maybe even blocking more than receiving, or did it matter to you in that regard?
I think sometimes when you get to the undrafted free agents immediately after the draft, it's what's available because, you know, you say, hey, I really like that guy, and then that happens at every – then someone takes him in the sixth, and you're like, God, I wish we were hoping, you know, we get a chance to get him, you know, a little bit later in terms of where he is. But, you know, those are three guys we liked. They all have specific – qualities that you kind of like in them, but it was just at that point in time, you're just what's available and who you're going to be able to bring in. And with James Casey not here, you know, I think they all felt that it was an opportunity to compete and see who the fourth tight end could be in this team.
Chip, on the Derek depth chart, he has four guys in right guard. Did you four?
You slash four?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Alphabetical.
Was it alphabetical?
Alphabetical.
Yes. Or numerical?
Alphabetical.
Are you looking forward to that to see which one?
Yeah, we are. You know, and they'll all get an opportunity to play. But you're excited to see what those guys can do when it's live competition. So.
That's what it really shows out here.
Yeah, it shows out here, but it's I think that kind of validates it when you get in a game. So.
Obviously, have a great mind with how you bust our chops here, and I'm wondering, do you think that a place your advantage in calling upcoming plays and then the upcoming route?
I try not to bust people's chops when I'm calling plays, but...
Well, I'm not relating that to that, but just being able to think quickly on your toes, when things are moving quickly.
I think it helps. I mean, but what we end up doing because of... I think the thing that helps the most is we've got so many reps and we get so many more opportunities to be in play calling situations, if that makes sense. So we've had a lot of trial and error in terms of how we do it because we get so many reps in terms of how we train. I think that's the biggest thing for us. Yeah, but the key is if you run a lot of plays, you can call crappy ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like if you're a team that only runs 50 to 60 plays a game, you almost have to hit on every single one of your play calls. If you can get 85 to 90 play calls, you can have, you know, 25, 30 not very good calls, but they tend to forget about them because then the next play got your first down, you know what I mean?
And that's why your book is kind of smaller than some
No, I book on game day. Is I just think your retention during the week, you know, you can have that's the fine line, I think, for any staff when you're putting together a game plan, is how much is too much. You know, we need to have this, we need to have this, we need to have this. And then for us, you want to have confidence because they drilled it. You know, if you go into a game and you listen to people say, we have 150 plays up for this game. Well, how did you practice them all week long? You only have X amount of days. You're getting 50 snaps 3 days in a row. That's 150. Did you run every play once? You know, and did you run it to the right? Did you run it to the left? You know, and did you run it against that defense that you were anticipating getting? So that's kind of the chess match of when you try to pare down a little bit, just so our guys, when we call things, they're prepared for more than one or two offenses. I mean, one or two defenses. So.
Trent Cole and Todd Harriman, two longtime Eagles coming back. What significance do they have in your team this year?
Those two guys were outstanding leaders here, both, you know, Todd offensively and Trent defensively. And economically, it's the only reason they're on another sideline. But those two guys did absolutely everything we asked them here. They were two tremendous football players, two great Eagles. So I'll be excited to see both those guys.
How did you see them? I guess especially Trent and Brandon Graham, because, you know, they're both in similar situations, switching from the fourth region defensive end to outside linebacker. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as far as Todd's impact also on the other offensive line.
Yeah, both those guys, again, I thought did a great job because they were older veterans in here. They accepted our staff immediately when we got in here. We're both probably two of the hardest working players we had on our team, you know, both in the classroom and in the weight room. You know, it was evident when you play that many years in this league, there's a reason for it. You know, and I think it's their dedication, but they're, you know, the quote unquote, what everybody's looking for, a true professional football player in terms of how those guys approached it. And I think it really rubbed off on our younger guys. You can ask BG, but I know how much he looked up to Trent and how Trent kind of took him under his wing and trying to bring him along. And it's the same thing with Lane being next to Todd for such a long, you know, for the 2 years that he was with him, how Todd kind of taught Lane the ropes. So they were both real good mentors to our younger players here.
Where is Sam at? Does he have limitations at all coming off this injury, or is he a full?
He's been full going everything. The only limitation is a head coach. Yeah.
Obviously, you would rather he got some game reps in the preseason. How does that set him back in terms of?
The biggest thing for us in this situation, to be honest with you, is that it's something that we wanted to get cleaned up. So it's the reps weren't really important. I think it's in a long-term thing. He's going to be a lot better for it. So we just wanted to get it out of the way. I don't know, but we just want to, whatever it is, Dr. Myers said it's going to be a couple weeks and thinks he'll be fine by the opener. So I said, if we got to shut him down now, I'd rather shut him down now than have to shut him down sometime in the middle of the season. So, thanks.